Step 2. Conduct the self-assessment. Planning a self-directed 360 requires identifying objectives and conducting a self-assessment. Ask what you want to learn and experience as a result of the assessment. Then, link those objectives to your self-assessment and your sense of the areas in which you shine and in which you experience difficulty. It is human to vacillate between being overly self-critical and denial of our whitewashing unflattering feedback. High achievers tend to be too critical of themselves. They can expend tremendous energy perfecting areas that are already good enough. With denial, real development areas that you should focus on but don't enjoy may remain unimproved, thus shortchanging the weakest areas that truly need attention. To begin a self-assessment, list areas that need development. Facing weakness head-on sends a message to the feedback providers that you're open to hearing and discussing criticism. Your matter-of-fact approach will give the members of your feedback circle the permission to speak freely, resulting in a significant yield of useful feedback. Next, list your strengths. That will help determine whether your assessment is realistic or you veered into self-criticism or denial. The list below shows typical competency areas included in a self-directed 360. You will use the same items in the self-assessment and interviews with feedback providers, and they include leadership, customer focus, business acumen, results focus, problem solving, innovation, vision and strategy, risk taking, time management, organization, courage and integrity, peer collaboration, communication, teamwork, empowerment, delegation and prioritizing, staffing, coaching and development, openness to learn. Choose relevant areas of your job from the competencies above and add job-specific items. For instance, two sales managers, despite nearly identical positions, may identify a different focus depending on the status of their organization, or at a company that has higher or growing 40% a year, managers might focus on hiring and training sales representatives. At a company that is retrenching in a declining market, managers might focus on customer service and business management.